You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Do you see the little psychological tricks we use? We make you listen to a song, right, where the singer is talking about how much he loves me. You see what we have to do? It's all psychology. The whole world, it's all about psychology, all about how to manipulate everybody, isn't it? Right? You know, you watch these commercials and you see these sexy women, you know, eat the burger. What's that commercial? I don't know if it was playing the Super Bowl where you had this, you know, size zero model eating a big, huge cheeseburger. I couldn't eat a cheeseburger. I'm not allowed to eat a cheeseburger. I'll gain weight. I'm, you know, yet you could have a sexy model in a bikini eat a cheeseburger and it's supposed to be okay. I'm just a little sick of it, but it's all manipulation. We're always being manipulated. I don't want to manipulate you. I just like that doctor, doctor. I just like that song, but it's kind of cool that in there he's like, wait, loving you. I don't even know the words, but I know there's the love in there. So good. If it helps instill a feeling of love for the show, sounds good to me. I need all the help I can get. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. I've been here off and on since 81. I was born in L.A., grew up in basically Phoenix and Vegas. My father gambled, so we moved around a lot. So I went to 12 different schools. And, you know, he fixed appliances on the side, but he liked to gamble. That really was his, passion. And I remember my mom yelling at him, trying to manipulate him to stop being manipulated by the manipulating casinos. Okay. So the word manipulate was a big word used in our family. Also a lot of four letter words, but I'm not allowed to, express those on air. And, you know, we had learned very quickly when I went to UNLV how much psychology was involved in the gaming industry. We've talked about this on the show a lot, and I like to talk about it because I take care of a lot of gambling addicts. And we take care of a lot of people addicted. You know, we were talking about narcotics yesterday and the day before. And, you know, I see a lot of people who are addicted to gambling. And, you know, sometimes it's just not their fault. Okay. Now, many of you have not been to Vegas yet. And I urge you to. It would be a fun trip. Please come to Vegas. We need all the tourists we could get. Come to Vegas. You'll have a good time. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. But I am still allowed to talk about all the little psychological manipulative tricks that the casinos employ. Like number one, let me just start by, really when you walk into a casino, all your senses, all right, are affected, and all your senses are attracted to what's going on. Now, we used to really capitalize on the sound, the hearing sense. When you would hear money hit the slot machines, that would be a very inviting sound for you to walk into a casino. Nowadays, many of these casinos, it's kind of quiet. You'll hear the ding, 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 but you don't hear the money drop because it's all electronic. I think you put in your card, and then you take your card out, and then you go to the cashier, and then they pay you based on your card. But I kind of miss the old Vegas, the ding, 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 and the ching, ching, ching of the coins drop. It was an extremely inviting sound. It was a little bit of a euphoric sound because you're hearing money. You're hearing money fall. I mean, even kids who grew up in Vegas, they would know that sound. It puts everybody in a good mood. Now, of course, that would mean a casino would have to have one of these slot machines actually dinging and working at the time. You can't have everybody losing. But people would win enough. And if you saw the way those silver coins were made, they were made to be very noisy when they dropped, with the grooves and the indentations and the engravings, just very noisy type of thing. Not to mention the metallic bedpan type of material tin that would be used at the bottom of the slot machine. So that would work on your sound. Of course, the sight. Flashing lights is always attractive. Flashing, colorful, bright lights, very attractive. So you have the sight. Smell, sometimes you smell food. Sometimes you think you could smell the money, right? And then the touch, all right? Let's go to taste. Yeah, taste was included. You know how they attracted you by taste? Free drinks. When you sit and gamble, you get free drinks. There's your taste, right? And then the touch, these poker chips, the blackjack chips, the chips you use for roulette, very soft, very different than the chips you use with the, or you used to use, those kind of gold-like or the silver-like pieces for the slot machines. The chips, the pink and the green, very soft. You just want to play with them. I don't know what material it is, but people like to touch those. Some people like to touch them so much they don't want the chips out of their hand. So you see how a casino can trap you by all your senses. All right. Then we've even learned that even the floor. When you look at the floor of a casino, it's a very annoying type of floor. Okay. And it's a very, you can't look at the floor and fall asleep and get relaxed. The floor is designed to wake you up. All right, because we don't want you getting tired and leaving the casino. So a lot of the carpets, now I don't know about now, like I think the Bellagio has pretty flooring, but the old casinos would have the most god-awful, ugly, gaudy carpets to keep you up. Right? Also to confuse you a little bit. There's never any arrows, and a lot of times you don't see any aisles. Okay, they want you to get lost in the casino, so you're like, well, I'm standing here, I'll just put more money in the slot machine. The bathrooms. Bathrooms are never at the front of the casino. The bathrooms are deep in. So if you have to go to the bathroom, I mean, that's how the casinos used to be. You had to really hunt for the potty. And then if your man was standing waiting for you to go potty, to urinate. Is that better, urinate or go potty? Well, you're urinating. Some of us aren't urinating. Some of us are going number two or number three. Some of us aren't urinating. Can I please just say potty? So as you're going potty, what does your date do? Right? Or your husband do? Well, he has to stand outside the women's room. And what's outside the women's room? Slot machines. So I'm very entertained by what happens with the whole, gambling scenario. I don't gamble anymore. You know, when I went to college, it was great because you could get free drinks and there was dollar blackjack. But, you know, you get it out of your system pretty quick, especially since so much of your money now has to go to taxes. You don't really want to gamble. But it's just kind of interesting how it plays on you. Hopefully you guys win. All right, and you come out happy. But if you don't win, blame the carpet. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored. And the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial-sized bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials today. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Okay, so yesterday when we had been talking about, were we talking about sex yesterday? I thought we were talking about narcotics. One of you had written, we were talking, you know what we were talking about is the painful sex drug. Oh, that's why. We were talking about how a pharmaceutical company has come out with a drug that helps painful sex. Dyspareunia, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. And dyspareunia, it sounds kind of weird, doesn't it? And the FDA just approved it. Okay, I didn't think we talked about sex. Usually I'm complaining about Obamacare on this show. So we were talking about how the FDA has approved a drug. It kind of mimics estrogen, can help thicken the vaginal wall in postmenopausal women, so sex is less painful and tearing and excruciating. And it has very few side effects, but if it does have side effects, I guess it includes thickening of the endometrial lining, which could put you at risk for endometrial cancer, could put you at risk for blood clots, could put you at risk for genital discharge. But like any drug, we take the chance, right? Okay. Sounds fun, right? Sounds very enticing. So one of you had written, Dr. Dahlia, my wife has not slept with me in 15 years. What's up with that? Any advice you could give us would be appreciated. Okay. You see, a message like that I would love to hear from a live caller. All right. So if you're listening, please call in because I need a lot more scoop. If your wife's not sleeping with you for 15 years, okay, I'd like to know a little bit more. right? Like, is the mother-in-law living at the house with y'all, right? Okay, is she sharing a bedroom? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or 1-877-362-3254. What to do if your wife won't sleep with you anymore? Okay, well, number one is don't take it personally. Okay, maybe there are some things you need to personally do, okay, but don't take it personally. Okay, we've talked about women's sex drives on the show many, many times, right? Do I need to review it? I know there's a lot of new listeners. So, okay, let's just quickly review. Why do women's sex drive go down in general? Now, you do have some women that are out there and they can, you know, have sex all day long. You know, we need to really bottle up whatever they have in their system and dole it out to the rest of us. But for most women, by the time they're in their 30s, they notice a pretty rapid change in their desire to have sex. Now, why would that happen? My theory is the whole Darwinian theory and natural selection and being able to propagate healthy progeny. You know, the healthiest time for us to have a baby, believe it or not, is when we're, you know, roughly 15, 16. In caveman days, we would start getting our periods roughly 12, 13 years old, and then we would, you know, roughly get pregnant in the following years thereafter, which is why, you know, teen pregnancy is, you know, shocks people at the ease at which these kids get pregnant, because, you know, their bodies are designed to get pregnant after their post-pubertal, right? You know, we talked about sexual peak. A woman's sexual peak is not when she's in her 30s. A woman's at her most enamored or amorous, because I don't like to use the other colloquial terms, when she's basically her high school years, just like boys, okay? You know, they say boys' sexual peak is age 18, girls' sexual peak is 30. No. Where they get the whole 30 number, which is why a lot of you write me, you go, Dr. Dahlia, I don't understand. If a woman's sexual peak is 30, how come my 34-year-old wife won't sleep with me? Now, sexual peak, what I believe they mean with that is by the time a woman is 30, she knows what she needs to enjoy sex. 15-year-old girls, 16-year-old girls, they really don't know what they need. The boy doesn't know what they're doing. So the sex just happens. I guess they think they like it. Lasts about, what, 2.5 minutes, and then somebody gets pregnant with teenage sex. Okay? But it doesn't mean that girl is at her sexual peak. A 30-year-old woman, by then, has kind of figured out what she needs, what she likes, and actually enjoys sex more. But that doesn't mean that's going to put her more in a mood. So going back to the whole Darwinian theory, if our bodies were designed to get pregnant in our teens, okay, then what happens to us in our 30s? Well, we know, even in this day and age, in 2013, if you have a baby in your mid to late 30s on up, you're considered advanced maternal age, okay, AMA, advanced maternal age. And I hate seeing that on my charts. I'm at advanced maternal age. I'm not giving birth anymore. You don't have to say I'm advanced maternal age. But when you're over 35, 36, 37, 40, 41, 42, your risk of having a baby that could have a developmental disorder, could have Down syndrome, could have autism, rises. Your ability to have a baby that doesn't have macrosomia or gestational diabetes or you having hypertension in pregnancy, your risk goes up. Well, in nature, nature is designed, or God designs it, to make sure that everything happens in the most ideal situation. So if your body, if you're more at risk of giving a progeny that may not be the most ideal in the evolutionary sense, then the female species is going to be less likely to propagate. And one thing they could do to one thing nature does to cause less propagation would be you having a subsiding of your hormones or you just starting to have a loss of sex drive. Remember, being in your 30s was old in caveman days. We were old women. I would have probably been a great grandma by now in caveman days, being 41, because I would have gotten pregnant probably when I was, knowing me, probably would have been about 12 and a half. I mean, I kind of, you know, developed, training bras were, that was like grade school for me. So, yeah, so I probably would have gotten pregnant around 12. Then my progeny would have probably gotten pregnant when she was 13. I don't have girls, I have boys, but my guess is any girl I would have given birth to would be just as much of a hoochie mama as I was. So then I would have been 24 when my daughter would have had her first baby. And then 12, 13 years after that, I would have been 36. Third baby, me being 41, I would have been a great grandma. in caveman days. Okay? Now, I still have a sex drive. I just do. You know, just, you know, I do. But, I mean, nowhere near, you know, when I was in the fourth grade. I'm sorry. When I was on my wedding night. Nowhere near. And so I understand that nature probably doesn't want me to propagate anymore. I know. They probably go, there's enough right-wing nuts on this earth. We don't need any more right-wingers. Come on. If I want to have another baby, I'm going to have another baby. Even if I have to adopt. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So when a woman loses her sex drive, it's very interesting because many of them will come in and say, look, I love my husband. I just really don't want to have sex. I don't feel like having sex. I want to cuddle with them. I want to watch TV and I want to go to bed. It just doesn't feel good to do anything down there. That's nature. That's nature trying to prevent her from getting pregnant. Now, some of you women, though, need to be honest. Okay, if you watch a movie with George Clooney or Brad Pitt or Michael Fassbender or Viggo Mortensen, I'm just hypothetically bringing these out, and you actually have fantasies about these guys, and you think that you're, if they were in the room, you would be all over them, okay, but not with your husband, okay, then that's a psychological issue, and we've talked about that, okay? Many of you, you know, you lose the passion. You love your husband. Right? Or husbands. You love your wife. But your wife, you know, does a radio show all morning. Then she's in the office all day. And when she comes home, she takes off all her clothes and throws on a muumuu. And underneath the muumuu, you can see that she didn't shave her legs. And it's a turnoff. It's a turnoff. I mean, I need to try harder for my husband. We've been married 16 years. But, you know, sometimes I prefer the muumuu. 1-877-DOC-DALI. It is though like tiger print, so I did try to make the muumuu sexy. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Mike from South Carolina. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Hey, Doc.
Hey, what's going on?
Well, you were talking about the guy that he and his wife hadn't had sex in 15 years. Mm-hmm. I can't match that, but it's been 8 years. We have a 9-year-old daughter, and well, to start with, my wife's 20 years younger than I am, and when she was 39 years old, she said that she wanted a daughter or a child, and I said, I'm too old. I said, you know, I want the child by the time I'm. Or yeah. By the time the child's a teenager, I probably won't be around. And we talked and talked and talked, and she really, really, really wanted a child, and I love kids.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a 9-year-old daughter, and we both love her very much. But after our daughter was born, any desire for sex left my wife, any desire.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't like to be touched. She didn't like to touch. She didn't like to hug. You know, a peck is it. And
that's rough.
I love her very, 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 very much. I would not consider even looking at another woman. But
Of course.
But the lack of sex, I mean, sex is part of love, I think.
Exactly.
Just a physical intimacy. And I miss that like crazy.
Of course. Mike, it looks like we're coming up on a break, but stay tuned. I want to talk about how do you approach this situation, okay? Don't go away. We'll be right back, guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Utopiasilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, guys. I was talking about how, yesterday pain is probably one of the most common questions or topics I get on the show. I need to make a correction. It's the lack of sex drive with someone's wife or the lack of sex in someone's relationship. That's probably one of the most common questions I get asked, so I apologize. I guess we just had to talk about it today for me to remember. You know what? Listen, okay, I'm in my 40s. My memory isn't as good as it used to be. Cut me some slack. So, Mike had called. All right, the wife hasn't slept with him since the 9-year-old daughter was born. You guys don't realize how common this is. This is extremely common. And people don't like to talk about it. They don't. You know, so many of you men are going through this lack of intimacy with somebody who you love and you have vowed to spend the rest of your life with, and you're going through it alone. You can't talk to other guys about it. All right. And now I've noticed on TV shows, they've now made a lot more jokes about it. And you notice how when society starts to allow things to be talked about pretty frequently on television, like erectile dysfunction, homosexuality, lack of sex in a relationship, then it seems to get society to talk a little more. But for the most part, guys don't talk like women do. So here you are, you're in a relationship, you have no idea where the relationship is going, but you don't think it's going in the right direction because you are not having sex with your wife. And it's not just a lack of sex. Like in Mike's particular case, the wife, she really doesn't even want to be cuddled. She doesn't want to be touched, not even a peck on the cheek or on the neck or a stroke of the hair. And where I think we doctors are going wrong is we don't ask people about it and help and try and intervene. Okay, what's happening is if your lady, or let's say ladies, you have a man, okay, that's going through that, okay? Now this is assuming everybody loves each other, okay? This isn't assuming that somebody is married to somebody that they're not attracted to, or they only married them for the money, or they, are mad at them, or have gotten completely turned off. Okay, we're assuming that all that's going on is you have the biological changes after a woman had her children, okay, and she's of an age, and it sounds like Mike's wife is over 40. We're assuming it's just the biological changes. Wife loves a husband. Yeah, she thinks Brad Pitt is cute, but she'd rather just fall asleep rather than have sex at night, okay? So we're assuming that if that's what's going on, why wouldn't the wife want a kiss? Why wouldn't she want a cuddle? Well, a lot of times the woman is fearful, and again, this is very instinctive, that the cuddle or the kiss is going to lead to sex. There's such an anti-sex emotion that these women get so they don't get pregnant, and they're not doing it consciously. This is very subconscious, very instinctive, that they shy away from it. Now, remember, when we were talking about evolution, you know, the male species, they could propagate as long as they want. What was it? Charlie Chaplin was well into his senior years having children. True, we found that autism rates could rise with the father age, but for the most part, men can propagate. It's not disastrous to a man's health to get pregnant because he doesn't get pregnant. But to a woman, you know, there's that danger that she could propagate children that aren't ideal in the evolutionary world and or can't fend for themselves, and there could be risk to the mother during if she undergoes a pregnancy when she's older. Hence, the body shuts down, and in terms of a sex drive. So not only does a woman not have a sex drive, but she doesn't even want to cuddle. She doesn't even want to peck on the cheek. Well, you know, my advice to the woman in that case is she's going to have to do a little work. Now, please realize, I'm not saying she has to have sex if she doesn't feel like it. No, there is no reason why anybody should have sex when they don't feel like it. Nobody should fake it. It doesn't help the man any. But you need to go to, you know, maybe see a sex therapist or go and see your doctor with your husband and explain what's going on. You know, and realize what's going on. If your husband wants to cuddle with you on the couch, maybe, I don't know, tickle your feet, maybe nibble your ear, maybe what you guys could do is have those sessions with the knowledge that it doesn't have to turn into sex initially. Because what's happening with many of you women is you don't want to have sex, but then you do nothing. You aren't even kissing your husband goodnight. Some of you aren't even in the same bed as your husband. Now, you know, ladies, you know, a marriage takes work. And, you know, sex or passion or love or intimacy is a very strong emotion. Even if you're not ready to have sex, let's say, okay, you've been married for 15 years, 16 years, you're not ready to go, you know, to that step. You're turned off. You think you're going to feel like you're faking it. It's going to hurt you. Your uterus is prolapsed. And by the way, women, please get a good gynecological evaluation. If this is because you have a prolapsed uterus or because you have a rectocele or because you think you have an odor that's embarrassing you so you don't want to take off your underwear, you know, get that checked, okay? I don't want you not having sex with your husband because of something that we, you know, family docs or gynecologists could fix. Okay, you know, but if it's just, I really don't want to, I'd rather just watch a movie and go to sleep. Well, you know, ladies, you could still cuddle. You could still make your man feel appreciated. You know, marriage takes work. We take our men for granted, and men take the women for granted. I know. You know, I mean, no lie. I mean, our house is full of burps and farts. You know, I had to finally train my kids. You know, can you just say an excuse me? I'll crack open the window, but just an excuse me. Just to show me that you're aware that you just emitted something foul. Really? Oh, yeah, you know, are you going to do that to your wife? Oh, yeah, but your mom. Just because I'm mom doesn't mean I want to breathe in your farts. You think my lung lining wants piece of your rectum? No. You know, just say excuse me or warn me so I could crack open a damn window, for crying out loud. Anyway, hypothetically, a lot of us women feel unappreciated. And, you know, men do too. And a lot of women will do that. Like, well, no, because if I start to kiss him, he'll think, okay, then we can have sex. Well, then maybe what you need to do is then maybe slowly start some guidelines. Now, another thing that a lot of couples don't do is talk or communicate. Oh, no, Dr. Dahlia. Yeah, no, I'm sorry. They don't. And some women actually can enjoy sex, but they don't want to do it with their husband. Some women prefer self-sessions. Okay? I don't have to use an M word, do I? Okay? And what's so crucial about a doctor or a therapist identifying that is then we don't have a biological issue. If a woman or a man can have a self-session, can come to climax, then biologically we probably don't have too much of an issue. Even though, yeah, you can have a prolapsed uterus and, you know, still be able to climax or whatever, but now it's not biological, it's a psychological issue. And sometimes women or men will not be able to get into the mood like they used to. But if they're able to start things themselves, and then join in. I'm doing some sex therapy now for those of you joining the Dr. Dahlia show. But, you know, sometimes the sex therapist will say, okay, fine, you know what, for the first couple minutes, just either watch a pornographic video or, you know, use a vibrator or whatever and get yourself ready. Then husband can join you. And sometimes that has to happen. Now, women and men don't like to talk about that because they're like, oh my gosh, so that means I don't turn you on. That means you don't love me. No, it just means that sometimes the sex part may just have to take a little bit of work. And that's not taboo. That's not taboo to admit. Okay, I mean, you know, we're talking about sex. You can't just, you know, tell your therapist or tell your husband or your wife half the story. But there are things that can be done to allow intimacy to be reintroduced into a marriage. But it's going to take a lot of communication, a lot of work. It's going to probably bring up some subjects that you and your spouse might not have ever wanted to bring up. And sometimes it takes a therapist saying, it's okay if you need to get in the mood watching, you know, I don't know, Pamela Lee Anderson or whatever, you know, so you could sleep with your wife, then, you know, that's not a bad thing. That just means that's something that triggers your sex drive. And there's a lot of couples that have had to experiment with other things, and it worked for them. But like I said, you know, you guys are going to have to be okay with bringing those ideas up. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away. Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to neofera.com, spelled N-E-O-F-E-R-A.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Keep in mind, we still have a few cabins left for the Dr. Dahlia cruise to Alaska at the end of June. It's going to be a phenomenal week-long trip. Please go to my website at drdahlia.com. We're going to have a lot of fun, a lot of parties, a lot of learning. I think you guys will really enjoy it. Nobody ever doesn't enjoy it, or they don't tell me they didn't enjoy it. So check that out on my website at drdahlia.com. Keep in mind, we do have a Dr. Dahlia iPhone app and Android app. It's free. You can listen to any of our shows anytime for free. Download it at your Apple Store or your droid store, or you can go to my website, and I got these little icons there with my picture. That's me waving. Hi, that's me. You can click those to download the iPhone app or the droid app. Okay, I was going to move on and switch subjects, but one of you had called over the break, but you didn't want to stay online, asking, what if your wife doesn't love you anymore, and it is a lack of love? Now, what he's referring to is what we've been talking about. During the show is a lack of sex drive. We had been talking about, I guess, painful sex yesterday. So it had prompted what to do when your wife hasn't slept with you in 15 years or 9 years or 8 years, et cetera. And, you know, so we talked about, tips to, I said tips with a P, tips to increase intimacy and, you know, we went through that in the previous segment. And I said, this is assuming it doesn't have anything to do with, you know, the wife or husband not wanting to do, or not wanting anything to do with their spouse, that nobody's fallen out of love with each other, that nobody hates each other's guts. This is assuming there's a lack of intimacy because of a woman's natural sex drive dropping, which could happen kind of evolutionarily wise, because as a woman ages, her progeny has more risk. She has more risk of getting pregnant. And so I just think in nature, you just end up, you know, starting to lose your sex drive. Very common in middle-aged women. So, you know, when I talked about that, I said that's assuming, you know, it's not a lack of love issue, et cetera. So I guess this caller wants to know, what if it is? How do you know, and what do you do? Now, this is a topic I don't think we have talked about on the show ever in the last 4 years. What happens if you're married to somebody you're not in love with, or you think they're not in love with you? That could be pretty miserable, extremely miserable. And then number one is you need to identify that. If you don't think your husband's in love with you or your wife's in love with you, you need to identify that. Now, you don't just go up and go, you know, do you love me? Yeah, I love you. Of course I love you. Really? Well, you don't show it. Okay, you know, that's probably not the best way to do that. Probably one of the best ways to make sure you have a mediator, you know, a therapist. I'm a huge fan of therapists where, you know, somebody's sitting there with you. And what the therapist would have to do is allow an environment where you or your spouse could very freely talk about falling in and out of love during the relationship. Okay, so the therapist would have to go, you know, look, obviously you guys were head over heels for each other in the marriage. As the marriage progresses, sometimes you don't love each other as much as you did when you were courting or dating. You know, do you ever feel that sometimes you are falling in and out of love? Okay, that's a much easier way to ease into the topic. All right, and then if the spouse is like, yes, yeah, sometimes I love them, and then sometimes I feel like I don't love them. All right, and you know, when a therapist kind of validates that could be a part of normal marriage, it's going to be a lot easier to talk about and a lot easier to address. We have too many people pull the trigger on divorce because they have no idea what a normal marriage is supposed to be. A normal marriage is very tumultuous. It has a lot of ups and downs. I don't think you've had a successful marriage if you haven't wanted to just pull your hair out screaming. Okay, to me, I always knew that would be the norm. All right, because I just, you know, saw people in my family, I saw their marriages, and the marriages that seemed to work and stick, you know, they would, it wasn't all hunky-dory. And, you know, I come from a family where you don't talk about anything. You don't do anything in front of the kids. Nothing. You don't even change your shirt in front of your kids. I mean, your kids are really out of the loop. But I was able to still discern a lot from my family that, you know, fights was the norm. So when I had one of my first fights with my husband, he had thought, oh, gosh, that means, you know, the marriage isn't going to work. Whereas for me, I was like, no, this is just part of the course. It just happens, you know. I'm going to be upset with you. I'm going to be upset with your mother. I'm going to make mother-in-law jokes. That's what a marriage is. And so many people, they go into marriage not really knowing, you know, what to expect and what is allowed and what is tolerated. I mean, some people still flirt. They're still flirting with other women or flirting with other guys. No. Something like that has to stop in a marriage. You cannot do the flirtation. In a marriage, I would say, according to my definition, ex-girlfriends don't really need to be calling you. Okay, that's something that, no. Having a fight every now and then, fine. Not getting along with the in-laws, normal. Having in and outs with the sex drive, or starting to have preferences on, you know, what type of sex you want to have and where and which orifice, that usually comes within the first few years. And you got to be honest, okay? If your wife does not, you know, like doggy style, let's say, then, I mean, that is something you're going to have to figure out within the first year or two of the marriage. okay? And some people are like, oh my gosh, we're sexually incompatible. No, you're not sexually incompatible. Just because you see women do things in you know, porn doesn't mean the average woman or the average wife or the average mother of your kids, you know, want to do that. Sometimes the reverse cowgirl is not the sexual position of choice for your lady, okay? You know, that doesn't mean your marriage is ruined. That doesn't mean you're going to die alone. It just means you guys are going to have to find some common ground on certain things in your marriage. Now, do we have couples that are just living with each other out of convenience and not addressing the fact that they really don't love each other and they don't belong together? Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. I mean, I have couples very openly admit it. You know, and they say, you know, look, we're just going to stay together until the kids are 18. And then it's not traumatic for the kids, and then we'll live our own lives. But what do we do for sex? If we don't want to have sex with each other, can we have sex with other people? No, you can't. I'm still not a fan of adultery. No, you can't. So then, you know, I'm sometimes in the position of, do I advise them to get the divorce? Or do I advise them to force themselves to stay together for the sake of the kids? Now, I don't like answering that. I'm a family doc. I like dealing with the sore throats. I like, you know, diabetes. I like sewing you up. I like setting fractures. You know, my forte is ER. All right. ER, you treat and you open the door for them and go and deal with the next patient type of thing. Okay. I don't want to give people advice on when to pull a plug or, you know, on with someone on life support or when to, exclude someone out of a will or when to say no to a marriage. But we do have to identify the fact that many of you are in a marriage that is miserable and you aren't happy. And until somebody tells you that you did put the right amount of work in it, and it is okay for you guys to amicably go different paths and find somebody you would be happy with, you don't do it. And you stay in the marriage and you don't even try to make it work. The people that try to make it work, okay, that's good. Keep trying to make it work. But some of you are like, look, we did all the work we could. Which also leads to another question. When is it work and when is it not meant to be? When is a marriage, all right, this is the work you need to put in a regular marriage, you know, we'll be fine, we just have to put some work in the marriage, or when is it you guys are so wrong for each other, you're married for the wrong reasons, and you're going to be miserable the rest of your lives if you don't figure this out? All right, again, that's, I wouldn't be able to answer that. You would have to be able to answer it. You two would have to figure it out. You also want to make sure you don't have any concomitant depression going on, because if somebody's depressed, they're going to hate their marriage, they're going to hate their job, but it doesn't necessarily mean they need to leave the marriage, it means we need to treat the depression. So as you can see, there's a lot more to it. All right. But it has to be identified. Okay, looks like we're coming up on break. Don't go away, guys. Taking your calls, your medical questions, your comments. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson.
Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.